Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real pony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine, and throw your hands up in the sky.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real pony gon' recognize, still, still reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine, and throw your hands up in the sky.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, still, reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Yeah. Shouts out to all my folks out there. We having a few technical difficulties. Just ask you guys to bear with us just a moment while we try to get the AM and the FM feed going on. Shouts out to everybody online that's calling. You know this is Keeping It Real with Pudgy KRP Radio. I see the 336s are in the house. 336s are lit up very well. 917-252s. I see a lot of 252s in the house. We're going to get this party started in just a second. We're trying to get our AM and FM feed going. I don't know what's going on. I'm not in D.C. tonight. I'm in North Carolina. Shouts out to the WBYJ AM and FM radio out of the Triad. And we are KIRP Radio Show. I ask you guys to bear with us just a moment as we get our feed fixed here. They're going to play the intro again for you online folks. For anybody out there on AM, FM radio, you should be hearing commercials from time to time, or you're hearing the public advertisement for Access Radio. So bear with us just a moment as we get this feed started and we're going to get this party going on. For all you folks out there, I just want you to think about this as we try to get the feed corrected here for the AM and FM. We definitely got to have the live feed going on. For everybody online, you'll be able to hear this again because you're streaming. But the people that's live, we got to get our feed fixed, so you guys just bear with us, and I just want to put this in your ear real quick for all my callers out there, for all my online folks for the moment. I don't think anybody on the AM and FM can hear us right now. For the online folks only, I want you to really think about it, and I'll try to go to some callers as soon as possible. I really want you to think about this one question. It seems that today's society, I've talked to a lot of people here and there and all over the U.S., online, in person, all over the city. I mean, all over the state of North Carolina for sure, and in the D.C. area. And a lot of people really don't know what Democrat and Republican means. I'm really curious to know, for you callers out there, why you are a Democrat and why you are a Republican. So if you would think about that for a second, we'll be right back. We're just going to play a little bit of music for you guys, just the instrumentation. So you guys just hang in there. We're going to play this music and try to get this AM/FM feed. Should be fixed within the next 2 minutes. You guys just hang on and think about that question. When I come back, I'll get straight into the callers. KRP Radio, I am back. Seems that we got part of the feed fixed for the AM station. I don't know about the FM, but we cannot hold this show. We have to go. 350 people on the line, plus, and we're still adding. We got to go ahead with the show. Before we even start, I'm going to take a second just to go to the Facebook and shout out some birthdays because I promised I would do it. Heather Madrice, happy birthday. Alice Fagan, I'm going to go down the list, man, because it's a lot of you folks. And let me tell you, I got a cold, and I might run out of breath, and the last thing y'all want me to do is start coughing in here. I'm already hoarse. My voice is raspy as it is, but let me go down the list. Michelle Blackston, happy birthday. Levesque Carpenter, Marvelous, Martinez, Clay, Montrell McDaniels, Tanya Boyette, Taheem Commodore, Zip Bane, shout out to your little man Jordan on his ninth birthday. This goes to you, Jordan, from Mommy and Daddy. Ina Martinez, Drenton McClain, Zawana Woodard, Ashley Ward, Modesta Byers, Kenesha Thick Red Bone Ingram. Now, that's a name right there. That's a name. I'm going to let y'all marinate on that for a minute, but that's a name. Brittany Cooper, Quana Hagens, shout out. Ron Guerrero, Terrence Whitley, Anquanette Best, Sandra Parker, Keisha McNeil, you in there, baby. Jasmine Icy, Alma, you're in there. Shout out to my family, Miko, Eddie, Larissa, can't pronounce your last name. My apologies. Bobby Artist, listen, if y'all got a last name like my first name, I'm not even going to try it. I'm not even going to go there. I apologize. Y'all know my first name, Al Tari. Yeah, that's right. But y'all better call me P. Call me Pudgy. But tonight, we keeping it real with Pudgy, WBYJ, FM, and AM, even though the FM station's not working right now. But WBYJ, FM, and AM radio, we are KIRP radio. We're going to go to the phones real quick from the 917. Caller, I don't know if you were here before I asked the question, but I would really love to know tonight, why are you a Democrat or Republican? What do you believe? And you are on the line. 917, let's go.
Is that me, Al Tareeb?
That's you, 917. How you doing, 917?
This is
Anna.
This is Anna.
Anna.
Hi, you.
How are you? I'm good, Anna. How are you? I got a little bit of cold, though. I'm under
good.
The weather just a tad bit.
You know, at the end of the day, Americans are Americans, first and foremost. Democrat,
okay.
Republican comes after.
Hmm.
If tomorrow there was an invasion of America, Democrat and Republican would not exist. America would be united and everybody would team up to defend America's land.
Well, let me say this one real quick, Anna, because you know the show is called Keeping It Real with Pudgy. So
right.
I want you to keep it real one time. Can you keep it real for me?
Yes.
All right, who did you vote for, Anna, in the last election? Let's keep it that real.
Well, my daughter voted for President Obama. That's her generation. She's an American citizen. I'm a legal person in America, but she's the American citizen, so she voted for President Obama.
Absolutely understand.
And we're part of the New York Women Leadership for Obama, and we have supported the president. And but, you know, I don't know, at the end of the day, I feel that many times things that divide people too much, to me, are not good. People need more unity. People need to come together towards things that matter to mankind, like, you know, ending poverty, ending hunger, our kids being able to go to college. Those are issues that matter, I think, more than just constantly dividing people by color, race, gender, party line. I think creates too much confusion.
Yeah, I think it does create a lot of confusion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's my thought of the day. How you been?
I've been pretty good hanging in there. And I've been extremely, extremely busy, let me tell you. I've been too busy for myself, Anna.
That's not a good excuse.
That's not a good excuse. I'm working on it, though. I'm trying to get some things together. Anna, let me ask you one more question, too, about that. Since you didn't vote and you feel, I would say you're more liberal or more independent on the stance of how the president is doing or how the president is not doing. But let me ask you this question real quick. How do you feel at this point? How do you feel that President Obama, what kind of job has he done at this point?
Fabulous. I feel that if you, based on the state of affairs that he inherited, based on the tools he has had to work with, he has done absolutely fantastic, I feel. Because you know what? I'm a single mother. My daughter, as you know, is African-American,
right.
A young lady. And thanks to the president's new guidelines and laws, and he has made it much easier for our children to go to college, which is extremely important for our
right.
youth to go to college.
Absolutely.
And he has a simplify and pass a health care for everybody, which hopefully will go in effect, and that's very important. And I feel he's done a fabulous job, and him and his wife, our first lady, have done extraordinarily well. I can only go by what happened, the effect his administration has on my household. I'm a very practical person.
Yeah, you are.
His administration has helped my family, and me as a single mother has helped me put my daughter through college. He's helping me put her to college, and that for that I'm so deeply thankful, because it's very expensive.
It's funny you say, you know, put you through college, because I was just looking through some stuff, and it seems that a lot of college students are. And I got a few more callers. I appreciate you calling. We're going to move on, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, goodbye. So as I was saying, it seems that a lot of college grants, if you will, and a lot of college loans have been ended. A lot of things that college students, a lot of tax deductions that college students could have taken. It seems that the college tuition has went up. The cost of books have went up. And I know here in North Carolina, we have something that we call the education lottery. Okay? The education lottery. And something that happened in Alamance County that I would like to share with all the callers. I don't know how true this is. I haven't researched it. I've just looked up on the blog, and I'm going to ask somebody else to confirm this. But it seems that the county of Alamance County is going to charge parents or students, if you will, a quarter, 25 cents per bus ride per way. Y'all understand me? I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. That's 50 cents per day per child that rides the bus to school. Now, I don't know. I pay a lot for lunch for my kids every day, but I don't know. Can everybody afford this? That's my question to the callers. Can everyone afford this, and is this practical? 252-991, you on the line. You answer the question for me.
And I have three boys that ride the bus. There's no way in the world me, myself, or my husband could afford for our kids to go back and forth to school like that. I mean, if that summer's coming to Alamance County, that is crazy. That is so crazy.
Do you feel like there's no way in the world.
No, by no means is that practical. I mean, whoever thought that was stupid? I mean, keeping it real, whoever thought of that idea was somebody dumb. To think that parents, look at the parents who can barely afford to send their kids to school with shoes, clothes, yet alone they send them to school maybe to get maybe the only meal that they may eat during the
right.
day.
And you're going to charge them?
Right. You're going to charge them 25 cents to go to school and 25 cents to come home? Imagine what your dropout rate is going to be.
It's funny you should say that. It seems that a lot of the programs are guided towards, I wouldn't say encouraging dropouts. All right, let me say this. And first I want you to answer this question for me, because this is what we were going to gaze the shore towards. We started out going to do part two of the Thanksgiving tradition. Ah, that's boring. We're going to move on to some more real stuff since we're keeping it real. So I'm going to ask you right now, with the height of the unemployment crisis that's going on, right now, if you turn to any station, CNN, Fox, any station you want to turn to, a big story is that unemployment is running out. Okay,
right.
But before you answer that question, I want to ask you this. Are you a Democrat or Republican, and why are you either?
I'm a Democratic, and I have been since I was 18. I was able to vote because I feel that it's, I mean, Abraham Lincoln started out, is what is it, for the people, of the people, by the people, for the people.
By the people, for the people, that's right.
So I feel this is going to help not just me as an African-American woman, but it's going to help my kids in the future. It's going to help my Latino people, my Dominicans, whatever
right.
ethnic you may be. I mean, just like Anna said a while ago, for college. Okay, I know some things are being cut back, but I'm a college student myself. And I know without some of the things that I get, it's no way in the world I can pay my tuition to go to school.
Wow.
I mean, it comes from me keeping my GPA up to a certain level to make sure I keep a scholarship. It's making sure me being a nurse that I can get certain things.
Right.
Working to have either, you know, if I go work at Duke for 3 years, then they're going to pay for my education. Something of that nature. I mean, but you have to do something And Obama's trying to make a way, trying to clean up something that was messed up by both the Bushes. And I'm sorry if it offends anybody who's a Republican, but they screwed up a lot of stuff. So now he's in there trying to fix everything, and everybody's giving him hell. Everybody's taking him through all kind of changes, calling him all kind of names, probably putting threats on his life and everything else. But in the last year, he's done more that's been done in the last 8 years.
Wow. Wow. That's absolutely that's a beautiful assessment of what you had to say explaining it. But so you're saying you are a Democrat, and
yes.
And exactly what swayed you to become a Democrat? Was it your parents? Was it you saw that what was going on and you realized that being a Democrat was the way? Or was it maybe your forefathers that you thought paved the way? Like I don't know, maybe some of your old heroes, some of the people who really grinded out for us as a people in general. And our rights, maybe they were Democrats, and that's the way you, I don't know, but please tell
right,
me.
Right, I mean, well, it comes from my grandparents, my great-grandparents. It comes from one of my friends being a Black Panther, a former Black Panther, breaking it down for me at a younger age to understand stuff with my parents there to explain everything I didn't, that she told me that I didn't understand. They explained to me in a way that I understood it better. Which at the time now, if I see her now, I understood where she was coming from. So it was instilled in me from a young age up until now. And, I mean, ever since then, I rock with, I mean, I even have my kids, I mean, right is right, wrong is wrong.
Right.
I mean, and I know in the future, if they change their mind, I may be upset, but it's nothing I can do about it. But, I mean, it's been instilled in me since I was probably like 10 years old up until I turned 18. And from 18 I started learning how to do the research, going to look at things, see what I like myself, what made me lean this way, what is this person doing for me and my future.
Right.
And I just went with it from there.
Hey, it sounds like to me you really thought about it before you became what you became. And I got nothing but respect for that, for anybody who really thanks, Heath. I'm going to move on, all right? Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
All right. So it seems that, As Keisha just said, she took the time to research every aspect of what it took to become a Democrat, or every aspect of what it took to become a Republican. And someone actually sat down and broke it down to her on what you should be. I'm curious to know if there are any Republicans on the line, and how you became a Republican, or this, that, and the other. Let me see. I'm just going to pick up. 904-803, you're on the line. Who's this?
Yo, Pudge, this is Mike, yo.
What's going on, brother Michael?
Hey, chilling, yo. This is me from Florida, man. Yo, I was just listening to your station and everything, and me with Republican and Democrat, I can't really say too much about that. You
right.
know, I'm a Democrat, huh?
Right. No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. See, I'm a Democrat, man, because I believe it's for the people, man. You know, really, I got 3 kids of my own. They right here surrounding me right now, you know, and as I sit here and think about, you know, how the Republicans, not talking about them in every sense, you got to be human first, man.
That's
human
right.
Besides whatever you want to be, man, in life, man, you got to be human first, man.
Right, you gotta treat people like people. I agree with that. Go ahead, brother.
That's all it comes down to. So when I vote Democrat, because I'm gonna strictly vote Democrat, because me personally, I don't know if it's just for the blacks or if it's just for the poor people or whatever. I just know that we gotta start from the bottom somewhere to make our way to the top. And I really am listening to your station tonight, man, just to get my love back to Wide Awake, because, you know what I mean, you doing big things, man.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it a lot, my brother. Let me ask you one more question, brother, real quick before you go. This is something that I believe all of us can relate to, that we've ever been without a job or we were in a search to get a job. What do you think about the unemployment running out, and what do you think – that what might be the solution to it?
Man, you know, it's like really I'm working a temporary job right now, just being honest, man. I done went and got my life and health insurance license, man, down here in Florida, man. It's like when it's going to run out, we keep putting ourselves in all this deficit and all this deficit. It's like we don't know where to begin, man. We got to look for people like you, man, that know how to make this money regardless.
Right.
So you can give us the best answer on this, not me. I can't say too much. All I got to do is just keep striving. You know
no
what
doubt.
I mean?
Yeah, we all definitely got to keep striving. All right, Mike, I'm going to talk to you, brother. Hey, be blessed, man. Take care of them kids, which I know you always doing, and take care of yourself, my brother.
P. Weir, I'll hit you on Facebook later, man.
All right, my brother.
One
love. So I'm definitely going to give my assessment of what I feel like might be the answer to the shortage of funds that they say. Which they say there's a shortage of funds, and they're saying that unemployment is going to run out. Personally, we can look back just less than a year ago, and there was a big stimulus package. It was a lot of funds in that stimulus package, was it not? A lot of funds in the stimulus package. And I'm just wondering what happened to those funds. Caller, you on the line, 336-289. You on the line, 252. Let's go.
What's up?
What's going on? What's going on? You want to say something to the people? WBYJ, KRP Radio, you on the line, caller. Who's this?
It's Pam. What's up?
Pam, what's going on? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Sounding good. I'm looking good. I'm doing good over here, too. Talking about this Democrat and Republican thing that's going on and the shortage of funds with unemployment. Listen, let me ask you a question. Are you a Democrat or Republican or neither?
I'm Democrat.
You're a Democrat. And how do you, what do you feel about this shortage I had a brain fart, I guess you want to say. How do you feel about this shortage of funds of unemployment that's going on in America today?
First of all, I feel like if they need more jobs coming so that we won't have the unemployment rate. If they would stop. Hello?
Yeah, you on the line? You said if they would stop what? I couldn't hear you. I guess we got a bad feed going on with the phone. Pam, if you're still on, make sure you call us back. We'll get you back on the board. I see you from the wide awake. So, as she was saying, if they would bring more jobs to the U.S., that would be healthy to our society. That would be healthy to our economy. That would be healthy to the neighborhoods. It would be healthy to everybody. There's a lot that's going on with this unemployment and shortage of funds and the stimulus package and the beef between the Democrats and the Republicans, and now you got the Tea Party involved. And I'm just curious. Moving along, sports. This segment of the show brought to you by WBYJ AM and FM Radio out of the Triad in North Carolina. And we are KIRP Radio. That's keeping it real with Pudgy Radio Online. This segment of the show is sponsored by Help a Child Smile Foundation out of Wilson, North Carolina. Shout out to my man Jamal, the CEO over there at Help a Child Smile. Their website is www.hacsf.com. Again, that's www.hacsf.com for you slow listeners out there. No disrespect to nobody. But check it out. This foundation is a non-profit that reaches out to children's hospitals and bring a cartoon character, maybe a celebrity or somebody famous, to visit those kids while they're in the hospital, or any child that's in the hospital that needs a smile on their face. So anybody who want to donate some of that extra Christmas cash you got, you know, it's the end of your fiscal year, you need to get rid of some of that dough you got, Make sure y'all throw some money to the Help a Child Smile Foundation's way. They got an ill mission, man. That mission is to cater to kids and children hospitals by bringing their favorite cartoon character or celebrity to them for a visit. They know that they will put a smile on that child's face is more than worth a million words. You know what I mean? So, moving on to sports. Since this is a sports segment, we're going to first start in the NBA. The NBA is kind of crazy right now. We had a bunch of big trades in the offseason. Some stuff's working out, some stuff's not working out. But, you know, we got the Miami Heat. It's the most talked about team in the league right now since the LeBron James trade. And this is going kind of crazy. But they took another L, folks. So all you Miami bandwagon jumpers that weren't Miami fans last year, I know what you're going to do, man. Let's talk about it. Personally, I think they need another coach. But let's go down the scores. We're going to talk about what I think about week. Check it out, KIRP Radio. We are WBYJ, KIRP Radio, keeping it real with Pudgy. I don't know what's going on, folks. We're still having some technical difficulties. I don't know what happened in the snow or the AM/FM feed. It's still messing up and it's screwing up my broadcast, but we're going to keep banging it out. We're going to keep going. We're going to make this thing happen either way it goes. But before I got cut off, I was just saying to the people, I'm curious to know how we're going to fix this unemployment crisis that we have, because you got to imagine if a lot of people, I really don't know the numbers right now. I don't have a lot of stuff in front of me because I'm running back and forth, so I'm going to wing it right now. But there's a lot of folks out there who are on unemployment. And let me please be clear. Let me be clear to all the folks who have a job and they feel a certain way about unemployment funds or dividends. For the most part, unemployment is your money. Oh, let me say it right. Unemployment is your money, since we keeping it real. It's not your money, that's your money. That's money that Uncle Sam has taken out of your paycheck before you ever saw your paycheck. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, I got a lot of people on the line who's trying to get back in. Right now, you guys just hang on for a second. It looks like 24 of you guys still trying to get on. Bear with me just for one moment. We're going to try to get this thing banged out. I got to go to a commercial break here. Sure. No commercial break. All right, we're going to go through the commercial break since we're messing up and the AM/FM feed is messed up, so we're going to keep going with this thing. But the unemployment wages that are taken out of your paycheck, federal and from the state level, are tax deductions. You understand where I'm going? These are tax deductions. Once you lose your job and you qualify for unemployment, it is fine, okay, and dandy. Unemployment is not welfare. No disrespect to anybody on welfare. I understand you got to do what you got to do. I feel a certain way about people that's on welfare that don't need it, because one day I might need it, and I've been working my ass off all my life. So, hell, I feel like if I'm misfortunate or something happens to me, I feel like I should be able to go get welfare if that's what I need to do to put me back on my feet. 252 caller, you on the line. Who is this?
Yo, yo.
What up, what up?
Hey, yo, what up, Pete? This AB, man, Alexander Styles. What's up with you, man?
Styles, Mr. Styles, welcome home, Mr. Styles.
Man, good looking out, man, good looking out. Hey, I'm loving this show, man. I'm catching it at the tail end of it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just good that I'm able to get in, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. I get all my 252, all my 336, all my 919, 910. I see all of y'all, so I'm getting all of y'all. We got a bunch of callers
okay
on here, but I make sure I get my area, though. No disrespect to anybody else.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. I got you. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just, I don't know how much of it that I miss. You know what I mean?
Well, check this out. This is what we're talking about, brother. I'm asking everybody out here, why are they Democrat and why are they Republican? I have not yet read the definition or broken down to anybody what it is. Right now, I'm just
okay
asking people what they are and why
yeah
they are. Is it because
okay
we're kind of, you know, like I feel like, let me explain. I feel like, personally, I feel like a lot of black people were kind of birthed into being a Democrat.
Being a Democrat.
Right, not knowing the difference, being Democratic, not reading the definition
right
or knowing the history of so. So
right,
I'm asking the questions, and hopefully, like the meaning of my show, we're going to try to enlighten somebody, or maybe I'm going to be enlightened. But either way, somebody's going to feel good by the end of the night. They're going to know something they didn't know. That's the point
okay
of the show, and that's what I'm trying to do. But tell me about yourself, Mr. Styles. What's going on with you?
Hey, look, you know, I'm just happy to be home, you know what I'm saying? But I want to just touch bases on that. From my understanding, Pete, we were once Republicans. You know what I'm saying? All the black people was once Republicans, and it got somehow got switched around to Democrat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just a little bit of my feedback on that, and I'm gonna do a little more research in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to touch bases like that on the show right now because I ain't really did all my research on it. But for one, we was Republican. You know what I'm saying? So it got switched up to Democrat. You know what I'm saying? If I'm wrong, I don't think I am, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right about it. But yeah, but I'm just glad to be home, man. You know what I'm saying? There's some positive things that I'm hearing that you're doing.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, I just finished doing 8 years at Fed, so I'm just, you know, saying, just ready to get back out here and do some positive things, you know.
Yes, sir.
I got a lot of stuff going on with the youth that I'm trying to do, and I'm just trying to implement some of the plans that I got around here in Wide Awake, you know.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and I hear you loud and clear when you say you're just trying to do something positive for the kids and trying to make some things happen. I hear you, brother. Reach out to me. You know, I'm accessible. I'm not no Hollywood superstar, nothing crazy. I'm always accessible. I'm on Facebook probably every day.
Yeah, I know. I see you on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I see you on Facebook. Look, I've been on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving that Facebook. You know, like I said, being locked up, man, is you know, coming home to a beautiful thing like this, being able to touch base with a lot of people you ain't seen in years, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's what that Facebook does. And I see you on Facebook. I try to reach out to you, but, you know, just getting home, I'm just trying to do a whole lot of other things to stay positive, you know?
True, and nothing wrong with that, man. And I appreciate you commenting, making that comment. You know, I posted the questions online some of my other people posted the questions online so everybody can get a gist of what was going on tonight. And, man, you hit it right on the head. We were, or I'm not even going to say were. We are Republicans in the sense of we don't want handouts and we don't want anybody taking away anything that we have that we work hard for. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to touch more on that. Let me ask you another question while I got you on the line here, brother, about this unemployment. And I'm sure you can relate or know some people that can relate to that, especially
yes.
being in the feds. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keep, you know, we know we're keeping it real. So
we're
I know
keeping
you can
it
relate
real.
To that.
You're right. Yeah,
or know some
I
people that can relate to
it.
That. Because actually, like, the programs really, see, if I had my way, programs would really already be set for people who were incarcerated, whether wrongfully or rightfully or deserved to be or didn't deserve to be that were locked up. And when they come out, they would have a place to go after they have been rehabilitated or if that's what they want. But anyway, man, touch on that unemployment for me, if you don't mind, real quick. What do you think about that right now? We're approximately on our last crumbs of funds, on our last crumbs of funds, but we also have $350 billion left out of the stimulus package that hasn't been touched. Touch on that for me, brother.
I'm going to tell you like this here. The program ain't really designed for people unemployment, especially not for nobody getting out of the prison system. You know what I'm saying? But what they have done, I'm going to tell you, is they got all this billions of dollars for people who incarcerated or people out here that want to start businesses. They would rather give all this money to people who want to start businesses than to give the money to the ones who are out here trying to work or trying to work the 9 to 5 or 7 to 3 or something like that.
Right.
But people don't understand. They want people to have their own business. You know what I'm saying? They don't really want the people. It ain't designed for people to come out here and work and get a job and work the 9 to 5 because the simple fact is the money ain't for that. The money is for you entrepreneurship. That's what the money is for, entrepreneurship. The government, President Obama wants people to go out here and get your own. And it start off with whether you're coming out of prison or you have business plans or business ideas to start your own business. They make more money off you that way than they make you just getting a regular job.
Wow.
And that's serious. When I was incarcerated, I started a company called Eye to Eye. That's incarceration to incorporation. That means people that's getting out of prison, instead of you getting a job, I act as a broker to find you that financial backing to start your own business.
Right.
And that stimulus money is for entrepreneurship.
Right.
It ain't really for employment or unemployment. It's for entrepreneurship money. So what I'm doing is encouraging people, man, to start your own business. I don't care how small. The money is out there for $10,000. $25,000 on up. Get you a business plan and start your own business. That's
man,
my take on that, P.
That sounds. Hey, I appreciate you calling, Mr. Styles, man. Hang in there. Let me know if I can help you. Let us know if we can help you, brother.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm going to reach out to you.
All right, one love.
All right, one love. Hold it down, P.
All right. So let me give the call letters. It's WBYJ Radio AM and FM. Actually, the FM listeners are probably right now hearing last week's broadcast. The AM is working for a while. We got faded out, but, you know, we're back on in and out. So if you're listening on the radio, I apologize. Catch us online, blogtalkradio.com/KIRP Radio Show. We're doing it big, man. We're on Facebook. You can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Or you can get us on Twitter at KIRP Radio Show. And I also have a hip-hop blog at Hip-Hop DX. And there's a lot of people that write in on a hip-hop blog. It's more of a political blog. We'll get to that here in a second. But there's all bloggers, so we really don't say any names when I go to read off from the blog site. Also want to give a shout-out to the Help a Child Smile Foundation, whom I kind of blew them up last week on the charity. But check this out. We're going to go to their little commercial real quick, and I'll be right back with you. Moving along to sports. This segment of the show is brought to you by WBYJ AM and FM Radio out of the Triad in North Carolina. And we are KIRP Radio. That's keeping it real with Pudgy Radio Online. This segment of the show is sponsored by Help a Child Smile Foundation out of Wilson, North Carolina. Shout out to my man Jamal, the CEO over there at Help a Child Smile. Their website is www.hacsf.com. Again, that's www.hacsf.com for you slow listeners out there. No disrespect to nobody. But check it out. This foundation is a non-profit that reaches out to children's hospitals and bring a cartoon character, maybe a celebrity or somebody famous, to visit those kids while they're in the hospital, or any child that's in the hospital that needs a smile on their face. So anybody who want to donate some of that extra Christmas cash you got, you know, it's the end of your fiscal year, you need to get rid of some of that dough you got, make sure y'all throw some money to the Help a Child Smile Foundation's way. They got an ill mission, man. That mission is to cater to kids and children hospitals by bringing their favorite cartoon character or celebrity to them for a visit. They know that they will put a smile on that child's face is more than worth a million words. You know what I mean? So, moving on to sports. Since this is a sports segment, we're going to first start in the NBA. The NBA is kind of crazy. So, we are back. Sorry, I got to use last week's, man. Things are kind of messed up in here, man. We're running rampant. You know, they're trying to get the AM and FM feed working because they got a couple more shows that's going on tonight. So I can't get a hold of the things I need to get a hold of. So I'm using last week's sports segment to advertise to Help a Child Smile Foundations. We're going to go to a caller real quick. 904 area code 803. Who's this?
Yo, P, this is Mike, yo.
Sorry, Mike, I got the wrong one, brother. 904. 904-672, who's this? 904, you on the line with us, who's this? All right, so maybe they want to speak. Let's go back to the North. Kakalaki, 336. Caller, you on the line with us, 336, who's this? Hello, 336, you on the line with us, who's this? All right. Sorry about that, folks. I guess the feed, I don't know what's going on with the feed, but we had a bunch of callers trying to get in, and I don't know, we're having some technical difficulties with our LP in the studio, the AM studio here at WBYJ. But moving right along, I want to share some interesting facts with you all, some interesting black history. I know this is December, and this is the Merry Christmas month, but I just want to share a couple of famous Republicans with the callers on the line. We're going to start with one of the most famous black men, I would say, in the world. In the U.S., that's one thing, but this man that I'm about to name is one of the most famous men in the world, who actually has a birthday coming up next month on January 15th. And as one of the callers said just a while ago, we were, and I feel like we are, Republicans in our own right, just for the simple fact that we want less government. We don't want more government. As a black man, I can tell you personally what happens to us when we get more government. Needless to say what that is, I think we all know. But Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was born 1929, deceased 1968, January 15th, out of Atlanta, Georgia. that's one of the greatest and probably the most well-renowned Republican black men in the world. And I really don't think a lot of people knew that Martin Luther King was a Republican. I really feel like a lot of folks probably thought that Martin Luther King was some great Democrat, and he, you know, he set out to free all the black people and keep us equal, and, you know, try to pave the way for us. Well, actually, Martin Luther King was for all people. It wasn't only for black. That man stood for equality. And yes, he was Republican. Now, we've been talking about what is a Democrat and what a Republican is. And I just want to read off one definition that I found of Democrat. And it was very simple. It says that a Democrat is a person who believes political or social equality for all people. A Democrat is a person who believes political or social equality for all people. I want y'all to think about that before I go back to the lines again. I'm going to go to the Hip Hop DX board and check some of these shout outs real quick before I get into the sports scores, and then we'll go back to some callers. Look like we have 300 people online. I guess we lost a lot of people because of the fee. I want to take this moment to give a shout out to LPT Films, who's also shooting a film in Greensboro, North Carolina, called The P.O. That's LPT Films or Productions, LLC, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. For all your motion picture production, screenplay, writing film, and sound or video production needs, contact LPT Films, LLC, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Their number is 336-839-2236. Again, that's 336-839-2236. Right now, LPT is looking for extras. So all you actors out there, or you people who inspire to be an actor, man, maybe it's some of you guys out there who probably look at TV right now and say, hey, man, I think I could do that. I think I can act. Why don't you give it a shot? Go to Craigslist, look up Greensboro, North Carolina, type in LPT Films or Google it, do whatever you got to do, and try to get in touch with these folks and get yourself an audition. A lot of people can act. Plain and simple. We've been actors all our life. We act in the house. We act on the football field. We act playing basketball. We act in the store. We act in the street. So give it a shot, you know. Contact LPT Films if you need to call them and ask them what's going on or how you can get an audition. Give it a shot. The number is 336-839-2236. Going to the Hip Hop DX board. We're going to do some shout-outs right before we go to sports. This is Bill. Bill is asking a question. And his question is, let's see, does a party have more influence controlling Congress or the presidency? Does a party have more influence controlling the Congress or the presidency? Personally, if you're asking me, I want to say that they have more influence if they control the Congress. I don't believe that, like, a lot of Democrats are worried that the party leadership will increase the influence if they have more Democrats in the House, and in the Congress. And I also believe that Republicans feel the same way. The more the merrier. The president can't do anything without Congress. That's one thing for sure. Well, there's not much that the president can do without Congress. So if your party controls Congress versus you just, let's say, for example, you have a Republican Congress and you have a Democratic president. You're going to have a conflict of interest, and a lot of things aren't going to get resolved. But what happens is, just like Bill Clinton did, and the same thing I believe that President Obama is doing, they sway more towards the middle, towards the end of their term, or I would say towards the end of their first term. And some things will get done. Some things won't get done because naturally they're just not going to agree, being two separate parties. So I hope that answers your question, Bill. I don't know if I answered it more efficient. I don't know if I gave you a proper answer, but I just kept it as real as I could keep it, being that this is the Keep It Real radio show, Keeping It Real with Pudgy. We're going to go to our Twitter page here and see what some people in Twitter land has to say about this, that, and the third. Sorry, I got a new caller from the 919 area. Let me go to this caller real quick, and then we're going to go to sports. 919, you on the line. You're fresh. Who's this?
It's Mike Sauls, Pudge.
Mike Sauls. What's up, baby? How you?
What's going on? How you, man?
I'm good, brother. I got no complaints at all, man. I'm blessed. I'm here, and I'm alive. The only complaint I do have is that this AM/FM feed is messing up back and forth, and it's messing up my damn show.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm just listening, though.
Just listening in?
Yeah, man.
Well, being that you're listening, brother, let me ask you a question too, Mike, man. You know, you're from the 919 area, and I know you're real familiar with North Carolina in general. But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about this unemployment, man. Right now, we're facing a crisis that unemployment is going to run out. So I'm not going to ask you what the solution is, but what do you think will happen if unemployment runs out? Do you think the crime rate? I mean, just give us a gist of what you think might happen if unemployment runs out, bro.
Of course the crime rate is going to go up and things like that, but, you know, what it boils down to is, like, people don't really care anyway, man. Like, as far as the establishment, if you want to keep it real, the establishment, you know, is really don't even care about the people, basically.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I stand on that. It's bigger than the unemployment situation. But if the unemployment situation do happen, of course violence is going to take place because it's already records and show that things will happen once this certain thing happened in this world. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's bigger than the unemployment system, but, you know, it will cause skyrocketing
and
it
crime.
Will skyrocket the crime rate, basically. You know what I'm saying? So,
but listen, when you say it's bigger than unemployment, I feel like you embarking on something new that a lot of people may not know about. Enlighten some of our callers and let them know when you say it's bigger than unemployment. Let them know what you mean by it's bigger than unemployment. Because man, we got some free thinkers that call in here, and a lot of people aren't free thinkers. And Mike Sauls, I know you sound like a free thinker, my brother. Enlighten these people and let them know what you're talking about a little bit, bro.
Well, from my experience of having the third eye, being able to see, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is not ready for that, but so I don't even know how to come at the callers about it. You know what I'm saying? All I say is that, you know what I'm saying, your path is your path. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge is key. Search for knowledge. If somebody tells you something, you know what I'm saying, go research it yourself if you really want to know. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
And I feel that the spirits, the ancestors will lead you in the direction that you want to go if you're hungry for that knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Preach, brother. Preach, brother.
I don't know how to come at the people because, like I said, everybody ain't ready for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If people on different frequencies, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I stand about that.
True indeed. Man, that's
all I say is everybody, you're on your own path. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. You know, you find your own path.
Right.
Find your own path.
Nothing wrong with finding your own path, man. And I definitely feel you on that. Mike, let me ask you one more question, brother. Someone typed and sent a text message to me and said, could you talk about Alamance County, and I don't know if this is true or false now, so we're just going to throw it out there hypothetically speaking, okay? But
okay.
I'm hearing that, or it has been said that all children who ride the bus to school and from school will have to pay a quarter each way to ride that bus to and from school, man. What in the world? What do you think about that, Mike? I mean, keep
the
it real.
The school bus?
The school bus?
Not the city bus, but the school.
The yellow school bus, bro, with the stop sign and the little handicap thing that pop out. You got to stop. You got to walk around it when you get off the bus. You know what I'm talking about? The school bus.
Oh, my God.
The yellow school bus.
That's crazy. That's crazy because I bet you most of the people, the majority of the people that's riding those buses are in those ghettos and those poor areas of the town, of the city. You know what I'm saying? So them charging some more money, you know what I'm saying, draining the poor environment still, when we're already poor, you know what I'm saying, draining, it's just going to make it worse, man. It's just going to make it worse. They know what they're doing. It's like I said, Pudge, it's all orchestrated, man.
Wow.
It's all orchestrated, but I'm sorry about this happening to Alamance County like that for the people that have to, you know, abide by those rules. They can boycott, you know what I'm saying? They can't boycott.
See, but what I found that a lot of people won't. I agree with you, brother. I agree with you. I'm all about boycotting. I'm all about calling the senator, writing the senator. I go to these city council meetings. Actually, I was just in Wilson. Shout out to the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Tim Johnson over there. My man Kev Daniels, the president of North Carolina. Tim Johnson is the chairman. These are black brothers. These are black Republicans, by the way, man. These brothers really know what's going on. So Frederick Douglass Foundation, look them up, folks. Try to see what's going on. Mike, here's what I'm saying, man. I'm all about boycotting. I'm all about calling people who they are to their face, not behind their back, and we're going to talk about it. We don't have to be violent all the time. I'll take Martin Luther King approach about it. Nonviolent, nonviolent, but we're going to be in your face. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So when it comes to boycotting, how could you – I don't think people know how to boycott today. Mike, what would you do if this is your child, right? And you already knowing that, hey, man, I barely got enough money to get by. And then here comes the school system saying you got to pay a quarter to get your child to school and a quarter to get your child home. And, oh, by the way now, if you don't have enough money to send them to and from school because they got to eat lunch too, and if you pay for the lunch, they got to eat lunch. So, by the way, if you don't have enough money and you keep them home, we're going to throw you in jail.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Every school system does that. So I mean, what would you do if you were faced with this, knowing that you got to send your child to school, right? You got to send them to school, but you don't have money to get them to school. And if you keep them home, a truancy officer is going to come knock on your door, and they're going to lock you up.
Right.
Or take you to court, to say the least. So what would you do if you were faced with this? Because there's somebody out there listening who don't have a clue, who's probably unemployed, probably getting unemployment. That's money that they work for. And now they got to figure out how in the world I'm going to get this extra money to send my child to school. What would you do if you were faced with that, Mike?
Wow, man. I can't even say I can't even say what I'd do. It's a lot of things that run through my mind about to do, you know, some positive things, some negative things, you know. But, you know, I can't even say what to do, man. All I can say is just look into yourself and the answers would come from looking into yourself. That's all I can say about that situation because, like I said, this world is orchestrated, man, as far as it's physical, and they got things sold up as far as the politics from city to nationwide to the presidency and all that. You know, it's more to it. It's a bigger picture, a bigger realm, you know.
It is a bigger realm, man. Mike, I appreciate you calling, brother. I really appreciate you enlightening and sharing the big picture with a whole lot of callers that's on the line here. I appreciate it, brother. Be blessed.
That's what's up. You too, bud.
All right, one love. So listen, you know what? I tell you what, man. I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off. I don't want to talk about it no more because I know for a fact what happens. I was that kid that was late to school every day. You understand what I'm saying? With no transportation, really. Had to walk to school sometimes. If you had transportation, mom or pop or somebody had to drive that transportation to work, so it was left up to you to get your ass up and go to school. So Man, I'm pissed off. I'm going to sports. Let me read these sports off, man, because I can't talk about it no more right now. Moving along to sports, we'll talk about some NFL action today on this Sunday. Looks like Pittsburgh and Baltimore Ravens just kicked that game off. We're going to start down the line with the Saints versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Got T.O. this season, man. That season was looking so promising at one point. But the Saints knocked on their head 34-30. Looks like Breeze through the game, 24-29, 313 yards, touchdowns. As Palmer was 33, 29 yards, one touchdown. He didn't go right along with Kyle Bears, with my man, Wilson County native, from Bailey, North Carolina. Julius Peppers is putting it down over there. East Carolina, man, I don't know what Carolina's thinking half the time. Anyway. Chicago Bears beat up on a 2-10 Detroit Lions 24-20 as Cutler was 21-26, 134 yards and a touchdown. Stanton was 16-24, 178 yards and a touchdown. The San Francisco 49ers takes an L to the Green Bay Marvelous Packers 34-16. Packers get busy. Rodgers 21-30, 298 yards, 3 touchdowns as Alex Smith was 10-5, 194 yards and a touchdown. We're gonna go over, slide over to Jacksonville. 17-6, beat up on the Titans. 17-6. That's the problem. The Titans. Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know who plays the Kansas City Chiefs. There's a couple of people. They don't have. Somehow they're 8. They beat the Denver Broncos 10-6. It's Kyle Lorton, 9-28, 117 yards. Matt Castle, 17-31, 196 yards for the Chiefs. The Browns, the Cleveland Browns, and they're still Cleveland Browns. Like speed up. Now, back in this segment. As I am sick as a dog, coughing in and out of each segment, hot in the studio, about to lose my mind. Before I went to sports, we were talking about, we were talking about a lot, man, but the last little part of what we covered before I went on my rant, and I was just talking to my man Mike Sauls out of the 919, and we were discussing, you know, politics, which is, that's what this segment is all about, the unemployment running out, us having $350 billion remaining or on hold in the stimulus package that was passed recently, and there are reports that unemployment wages are running out. We also just cover for people who just got on and for our AM listeners, too, who seems to be fading in and out, WBYJ, KRRP Radio, AM and FM. But we were talking about Alamance County school students having to pay to ride the yellow school bus. We're not talking about the city school bus. We're talking about the yellow school bus with the stop sign on the side and in the back that stops traffic every which way. as my grandmother used to say, every which way. Y'all know about that, every which way? You got to be from the South to hit that every which way. But anyway, it's no laughing matter because unemployment's running out. They're charging us to death. They're taxing us to death. So we're trying to find out what's going on, people. I went to a bunch of callers tonight. I didn't get online as much as I would had liked to. Maybe later on in the segment I can get online and we can talk about it a little bit more. But earlier I read off one of the most prominent black Republicans, and I hope I enlighten somebody, which is the goal of the show, to enlighten our callers and enlighten our listeners on the AM and FM stations, WBYJ. And Martin Luther King Jr., folks, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that's right, I didn't stutter, was a Republican. Nobel Peace Prize winner, Southern Christian Leadership Conference leader, segregation ender. That's right, Supreme Court, 1956. I'm saying it right. I hope y'all know what we're talking about the same thing. Because I think a lot of you people got your ears, maybe got some wax in your ears and you don't believe what I'm telling you. So research it for yourself. I'm definitely not here to steer anybody wrong. So we're talking about Doctor of Philosophy from Boston University and Theology. Dr. Martin Luther King was a Republican. He's not the only one. How about Frederick Douglass? How about Carter G. Woodson? Well, a lot of people don't know who Carter G. Woodson is. I'll put it to you like this. Look up, Google Carter G. Woodson, W-O-O-D-S-O-N, Woodson. Pardon me, I have a cold. Carter G. Woodson. Look that man up, 1875 to 1950. You got to know who he is. If you know anything about black history, you should know who that man is. I'll just say it like that. Frederick Douglass, another famous Republican man, great in throughout black history. Man, the list goes on. Alvetta King, of course, Martin Luther King, but Alvetta C. King, also the daughter of late civil rights activist Reverend A.D. King and the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. Man, you know what? To be a king in today's society, you really have to step your game up. But you know how, like, in the cities that we live in, you know, a last name weighs a lot. And it's one thing to have a last name of a local politician or a local store owner or, a local businessman or a local whatever. But to have the last name King, man, that's got to be something powerful because the whole world's got to look at you like you're something special, and you are. We're all something special. But when you have to live up to that last name, to the credibility of a king, man, you got to do great and wonderful things. And Miss Alvetta C. King has done and is doing great and wonderful things. So shout out to Miss Alvetta King. Hope to see you on real soon in Washington. But we're going to move along, and we're going to talk about some of these same things that we were talking about before, which, man, I got people researching this thing, trying to figure out if it's legit, is it not legit. You know, what's going on? Before I forget, shout out to HipHopDX.com, HipHopDX.com, where I have a blog, and I got a lot of people on here on the blog talking about hip-hop news, talking about what they want me to say on the show, giving shouts out. So let me go over to the HipHopDX site and read off a couple of things, a couple of headlines that's going on over there. It appears in hip-hop news, it appears that DMX went to jail again. Now, DMX remind me of like one of our first cousins or something, man. The man, DMX never learned, man. I remember I met DMX in L.A. once. And before then, I never knew. You know, I thought that you know what I mean? Yeah, DMX. I thought that was like an act or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never knew that DMX really talked like that with so much intensity, man. This dude was like, yo, what's going on? Bone Thugs? Y'all mess with the Thugs? He's like, what's going on? It's DMX, baby. know what I'm saying? Like, the dude was real hyper, man, real animated. And he jumped in the car. He gave us his number, actually gave Crazy Bone his number. And he peeled out in the parking lot. And he was with his wife and whatnot. And you know, that was quite the experience because I never met anybody who, first of all, who talked like that, who sound like that, who was that animated with every word that they said. So DMX goes back to jail. I don't even feel like reading what he went back to jail for, man. Suge Knight arrested, then released. Suge Knight went back to jail again, went before a judge, blase, blase, blah. Lil Wayne actually gets out of jail. So shout out to the man Lil Wayne, got out of jail. He's still doing his thing, the Young Money crew. Looks like Spike Lee releases a new book called Do the Right Thing. And he also re-releases the movie Do the Right Thing. So I don't know if y'all want to get out and see the 2010 version of Do the Right Thing, or you want to watch Do the Right Thing again in 2010. I don't know. Check this out. Nelly to appear on an upcoming episode of 90210. Okay, listen. No disrespect to Nelly, but you know the show is called Keeping It Real, right? We keeping it real. Keeping it real. Who the hell cares? Who cares that Nelly, who's no longer relevant in the hip-hop world, in my opinion, he caked up, though. Caked up, and he's a cool dude. But I'm keeping it real. Who cares that Nelly's going to be on 90210? Do you care? Anybody care? Who really cares? I don't care. Eminem and Nicki Minaj right now on top of the charts. I don't know how y'all feel about Nicki Minaj. It seems that Lil' Kim issued a diss record to Nicki Minaj. I don't know if the record is hot. A lot of people saying the record's a flop. I don't know. I mean, maybe you guys have to call in and we'll talk about that one day. But, you know, I'm not really into talking about, you know, the hip-hop and what's going on. I'm reading the news because I have to. It's an advertisement, actually, hiphopdx.com. Let's see what we got. We got 50 Cent. He explains working on Michael Jackson's upcoming album. You got Too Short to release an EP in 2010 that features Snoop Dogg and Richie Rich. Too Short releasing the EP. Yo, Too Short sitting on about 15 records right now. I don't know what's going on with him releasing an EP, but Too Short, 2010, another album. I don't know. Curtis Blow, I don't know if you guys know about that, but we're going to take it way back. Curtis Blow got cited for smoking weed in public or having weed in public in California. So, you know, if you go on hiphopdx.com, you'll see Curtis Blow responding about his marijuana citation. And Curtis Blow still look young, man. And Curtis Blow look like he about 30. I think Blow knocking on 50, 55 or older. I don't know. He's somewhere around 50, though, at least. Maino arrested and released for driving with the suspended license. Maino, that's my man. Maino's a real dude. I mess with Maino. Cool dude, man. That's about it, man. I'm sick of reading about hip-hop news. We're going to go back talking about what really matters and what we've been on for pretty much the whole show. Unemployment wages running out. I don't know what the solution is. Personally, if you ask me, I think that we should dip in some of that stimulus package that President Obama got from us. That's really going to raise our taxes come January. So I don't know if a lot of people are hip to this, but your standard deduction will go down come tax time. So a lot of people who got that big increase last year, the Bush tax cuts are going to end. We don't know. No one knows if they're going to extend it. There talks about doing it. There talks about not doing it. There talks about doing it different. I don't know what's going to happen, but I will tell you this. You will, mark my words, get less money on your taxes this coming tax season. You will get less money this year. So that's just something to think about. 336-350 caller, you on the line. Who's this? 336, you on the line. Who's this? All right, got another caller who don't want to talk. We got let me go to somewhere different. Let me go to another area code. We're gonna go down. What's this? South Carolina 864. You on the line? Who's this? 864, you on the line. Who is this? All right, maybe you guys are calling and just you don't want to talk, and that's cool. I respect that. But getting back to the topic of the night before the show ends, it looks like we got about 10 minutes going on. I'm sorry, 5 minutes. Before I go, I just want to say this. I want everybody to take a look at themselves and to take a look at maybe CNN or Fox or any one of these news organizations, and maybe Google what you feel like you need to know politically or where you know, try to get yourself up to speed about what's going on in today's society, because there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. As my man said, Mike Saul said, there's a big picture to everything. So personally, I believe that the big picture may be deflating the dollar. There's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there that are saying that, you know, they want to deflate the dollar so it could be a world dollar or a one world order, what may have you. I don't know. I would love for a lot of callers to take the time to research what's going on, think about what you're doing, think about what's beneficial and what's not, because everything that looks the way it should be, everything that looked good and that sounds good is not good, not good for us, not good to us, and it's definitely going to do a lot of harm to us if it's not good for us and to us. So to all my callers out there, I want you to think about what's going on in society today. Think about, you know, what you're facing. Think about how your kids are going to live after we're dead and gone and we're passing, and what the economy is going to be like when they get older and they're holding down their self in society, and maybe what your kids' kids are going to be doing and what the world's going to be like then. I challenge everybody to do something different than they did the previous day. I'm saying to everybody out there, I challenge you to do one thing different than you did the previous day, tomorrow. Whether it's call somebody up and tell them you love them, that you hadn't talked to you a long time, that you hadn't talked to in a long time, or maybe walk up to a coworker and tell them, you know, something that might make their day. I don't know. I'm just saying, do something different, man. I don't care what it is, as long as it's something different. I don't know. Also, before I go, I want to give a shout out to S. Denise Newton, who had the peace talk discussion. I'm sorry, the race relations talk in Wilson, North Carolina yesterday, and I actually sat in on that. I wasn't on the panel, but I actually sat in on it, and I definitely had a lot to say. I believe that those peace talks like that, and folks that get together like that and try to plan things of that nature, peace talks is needed. Race relations are needed, because racism is definitely not over. There's a lot of racist people today. That stuff is embedded in their heart. Some people don't want to do anything about it, but I think we almost got this thing beat. But one thing Esther Nice was talking about was the study. Here's something I want you guys to do real quick. If you have young kids, and this will tell you, I'm going to post a video. I'm going to do this with my kids because I think my kids know the difference. I'm going to post a video of my kids in front of some dolls, a black doll and a white doll. And I challenge you listeners to do the same thing in front of your kids. I want you to video record this. And I want you to ask your kids, which doll is good, the white doll or the black doll? It doesn't matter which one's first. I just want you to ask your children, which doll is good, which doll is bad, get a bear. It doesn't matter what you do, a black face, a white face. Whatever you do, I just want you to ask your children which one is good, the black one or the white one. And I want you to listen to your children and see what they have to say about that. And if anything doesn't, and if there's any reason that they don't choose either, or they tell you there's not a good one, I mean, maybe you need to give them the option. After you ask them which one is good and which one is bad, give them the option to choose neither. Give them the option to choose both. And I want you guys to record it. You can record it with your cell phones. And we're going to talk about that on the next show. I had a few other things planned. I had a couple surprise guests planned. We'll do what we can. But this is definitely something I want to cover, because racism isn't dead. Race relations are needed. That's something that we're going to always need to talk about, and something that we're always going to need. inspiration. It's been fun. I appreciate everybody hanging in there. My AM and FM listeners, I don't know if you guys got on. It will be streamed to you later. You know, at this point, that's listening to this, probably the same here, but shout out for love. God, I appreciate you. Yo. Everybody, all day kept it real with Pudge. I'm always keep it real 100. Shout out to Wide Awake, that's my home. Brick City, you in there. Love.